on his top, you can just coax them in a little bit. Today is a very, very special day for a whole lot of reasons. What is today? Why is today so special based on the Hebrew calendar?
It's all about love, baby. Love. I've been loving all day.
Today is Yom Ahava, the day of love, Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av. And it's a very, very powerful day. And Tu B'Av comes 6 days after Tisha B'Av, which is a very powerful day as well, completing 3 weeks of mourning, 3 weeks of remembering and really embracing, 3 weeks of exploring darkness, 3 weeks of grieving. We remember the broken temple, we remember other historical calamities, and we also remember the very real things in our lives that are challenging, dark, painful. Whether it's lost loved ones or a very interesting election season. Whatever darkness we face. But the Jewish calendar is brilliant because it teaches us that in order to go to that place of love, that our dear friend Simcha is so brilliant that on this day, we have to look at our darkness as well. Right, Simcha? We have to look at our darkness as well. And the Torah is instructing also this time based on where we are in Deuteronomy. Ve'echanan. Today, the Torah portion teaches a very important fact that Moshe will not go into the land. The thing that he was told by Hashem to do so many years ago in the wilderness at that burning bush, that you will be the one to take your people into a promised land. You will not go in, Moshe. That's a very powerful piece of information for Moshe. How many for you feel like this is an unjust moment? Raise your hand. That's right. Perhaps it is. And perhaps it's simply a very powerful instruction. That the things that we do, the most important things that we do in our lives, will not be complete in our own lives. Lo alecha hamlacha ligmor, velo alecha ligmor. It is not for you to complete the work. However, it is also not for you to refrain from beginning that work. That is true love. Moshe, when he's told he is not going to go into the land, what does he do? He's pissed. But pretty much he stands up and he says, okay. He puts on his elder persona. And he steps forward and he begins to instruct his children what they need to know to go on without him. That is a powerful teacher. That is a powerful father. That is a powerful elder. Each one of us is or will be called in that way in our lives. Whether it's with our children, Bizrat Hashem, none of us will see our children die. We will die before them. We will not see them go on to their promised land. Or whether it's a project in your life, each of us may not see the fruits of which we began. So tonight, we have such a beautiful gathering. I want to invite us each to turn to perhaps two other people, create a triangle of love, and explore with each other what is one thing in your life that from your heart you are dedicated to pour your love into, that may not be completed in your life. What is one thing that you are prepared on this day? Maybe you're already doing it, or maybe you're getting ready to do it, or maybe it's just a vision. One thing. Let's take a moment and share with your chaver, your friend, your chavera, your friend. Take about 30 seconds each, and we'll call you back with a song.